as a team, you're only looking at your depth, looking at your grade. You have to play a complete game on the next game you play, because they are going to come out and try to hit us hard.
Lamar, even after the game 5 loss, you and a lot of your teammates still seem to have an even keel approach. How instrumental was having that?
Well, it's part of this will get it from my coach, Eric, my coaching staff, Kobe. I'm just able to remain calm. We've been in situations before. We had to come out and play our best. And staying even keel is the best way to do that.
What do you think about Game 7, one game for the whole NBA title?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. It might be 42 to 44. Who knows? So we're just going.
And if Perkins is out in the next game, how does that affect what you guys do inside? He's a big body, stops a lot of your points in the paint.
I don't know. We have to do the same thing that we did tonight. I will never wish an injury on anyone. I hope he can get out there and compete.
I know you had the flu before this game pretty bad. How'd you play through that?
Focus, will. Just giving myself up.
As a bench unit, you guys outscored them 24-0 through three quarters. That's been a strength of theirs. Obviously, game four, they had their big bench contribution. What turned around tonight?
I think just controlling tempo, taking good shots, kept those guys off the glass. On drives, we made other guys finish at the rim. Didn't step up too soon where we get easy dump offs. To find guys sitting on the baseline. I said, just the flow of the game.
How much of a factor did it?
That can switch.
Lamar.
Throughout the series.
Lamar, Lakers, Celtics, game 7 for all the money.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. All the basketball fans. That's what it's all about.
For the history of the game, this is about as big as it gets.
Yeah, this is great just to be a part of it.
Do you guys have flashbacks when you guys noticed you guys were over beating them by more than 20? Flashbacks to the 2008?
No.
Nothing?
Mine was talking about this morning's meditation session.
You can't allow this in order to move on, you gotta put things behind you. Think about it.
Mom, I was talking about this morning's meditation session. He said it really helped him visualize and focus what was gonna happen if
it helped you. That's something that we always do, to me meditation is a form of prayer. You can just understand how the power of prayer. Right, the power of people coming together and willing themselves for the same thing, right? And, it works for us as a team and individually as well.
Game 7 in the NBA Finals is rare. What do you think when you hear Lakers Celtics Game 7?
History. I think of being 10 years old, when I think EA Sports came out with the first basketball game for Genesis. It was called Lakers versus Celtics. It's a real popular game now.
Who won the game 7?
It was a video game.
Yeah.
It was called Lakers versus Celtics, but there was they're like the 16 teams. The best in the best 8 in the East, best in 8 in the West.
How exciting is that for you? Playing a real one.
It's fun. This is what it's all about. In the backyard. Counting down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, make it, and jumping around by yourself. You're shoveling snow off the floor, play. Going outside when it's cold,
Team game, Lamar, we're confident you can come back with the same effort that you had here in game 6, no other team.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lamar.
You were talking about you guys were willing and praying. Did you guys win yourself
against that? Well, that's part of it. It's part of it. Everybody has to be on the same page, mentally and physically. And, we were. If we can carry over to this game 7.
Nate, if Nate and Big Baby are Shrek and Donkey, what are you and Lamar? Are you and Ron?
I
know you watched some Disney films.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I have an answer for you tomorrow, next time I see you.
Can you relate to this experience? I mean, you've waited so long in your career for a ring.
I told Ron to come here for this, to be able to play on the stage, because he deserves it. It's too bad that
sometimes, you know, we have times in our lives where we just get remembered for one thing. Ron is a heck of a person and a hell of a basketball player. He's loyal as hell. And, you know, I told him that, you know, he deserves the work that he put in and everything he had to persevere through, that he deserves to be able to play basketball on this level, on this stage.
Did you feel bad for him?